right? He's the one playing the Portland Spirit. Do you want me to read a line from? Oh, you got a follow up? Yeah, let's hear it.
Do there was a lot of outreach. There was a whole week of.
Just to give a little background, he's talking about what happened with WTO back in Seattle and how that's led up to where we are now, and how it's different than what's happening now.
Workshops open to the public about the issues. So it's very much of an educational event.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happened is that the ability to disrupt a meeting has been fairly well shut down, and the ability to communicate to the public has also been narrowed down significantly since then by choices made by, you know, state authorities, federal authorities. And I think that the ability of, you know, the functions of people trying to accomplish something have not kept up with that yet. I mean, that's fostering this discussion and other discussions I'm sure many other people are having, is that, a lot of people are feeling frustrated with the notion of just going out and, you know, sort of ending up interacting by default with police. But that's what the state has created, is a situation where you go out and you end up, your attention and energy and focus is caught up in interacting with the police.
But do you see what I'm saying, at least to the degree that the thing that we're fighting against now is the government, not fighting with each other about whether or not black people should vote. We're not fighting with each other about whether
that's a government. You know, whether someone should vote, we want to change legislation.
But we're not.
We're fighting for the same.
Yeah, they're getting to a little bit of a policy.
It's a frustrating experience, there's no doubt about it. In fact, Dion was saying the same thing, that it can kind of be a dispiriting experience actually to go out there. With the heavy police presence and being stuck in a barricade, you kind of feel like you're not exactly sure if you're affecting any change at all. And I would have to agree. At the same time, this is the state that we're in. If it's a choice between doing nothing and doing that, obviously we need to do that. A lot of people also were criticizing the movement a couple years ago, saying that there was a kind of like an international protest hopping set going from one big convergence to the next, and that wasn't affecting real change in people's communities on the ground. And, think globally, act locally kind of stuff, where we really need to bring it back to local issues and local community building, progressive community groups in our areas that advocate for the issues that we care about.
Sorry. Lex, you are on.
It is?
Yes.
Okay. Well, so there's really part of that, which is the coalition getting really difficult, you know, because the goals are impossible to define. There's no, you know, like any anarchists are quite able to come into a working coalition with groups, for example, on WTO, you know, where there's that simple bit of shutdown meeting, you know. Then you get people from a broad spectrum of political perspectives to converge around that goal. When it comes to electoral politics protests, there's not an agreeable goal. It's an inherent contradiction that's unresolved.
Well, I suppose the goal is to be seen and to be heard. To let, hopefully, I mean, you know, in these venues, one of the goals is just to make sure that the TV cameras catch that there's people at the inauguration that are opposed to, you know, George Bush being inaugurated. You know, and that's a pretty, it's a one liner. You know, if there's a line at all, it's like hopefully you're in the line of sight of the camera or something. You know.
But if that's the best goal, I mean, that's pretty irrelevant.
That's not much change.
Well,
is it? I don't know.
Subtle.
It's clearly not all the change that we need to affect.
It's not change at all. It's a visibility.
But was graffiti change? Like, I mean, I would argue that graffiti is an element of letting people know that there is a creative and thinking group outside of the margins of society that needs to be heard and seen. And yes, no, of course, graffiti didn't affect any serious social change in a concrete, quantifiable way.
But graffiti wasn't purporting to affect a concrete social change. There's protests.
Right. So, well, let me ask you this then, since we're having just a conversation. What would be more effective?
In terms of electropolitics or in terms of, like...
Well, this is a special, quote-unquote, special day, right? Yes. George Bush has received a mandate, as he says. He's received political capital, and he intends to spend it for the next 4 years. So what, you know... This is different. Well, you know, I mean, this is a big event, quote unquote, convergence event. Should we ignore it completely? Perhaps.
I can't, in terms of effectiveness, I can't really answer that. You know?
I mean, if we could have shut down the inauguration, that would have been great.
That would have been awesome, but I don't think there was the heart for it, or was it even conceivable?
One of the things Kathy Kelly says in the interview that I have with her that we'll play soon is that we have to also come to grips and realize that the time that we're living in right now we don't have a lot of options available to us. And that's quite frustrating, but we have to first understand that before we're going to understand what we can do about the situation that we're in. She mentions that the two things that the Bush administration needs from us... you know, her point is that the only way to affect any kind of change is to withhold from the current administration what they need from us. And they only need two things. They need our money, and they need our bodies to go fight. And, you know, her point is, don't give them your money, and don't go fight. And maybe that's all we can do.
That's the greatest thing. I mean, really, for 4 years now, there's needed to be far more discussion and support for tax resistance and like how to build huge tax resistance movements, because
yeah,
I mean that's far more effective than turning your back on Bush. It's, you know, what you do in April is way more important than what you did on January 20th.
Do we have more to play there, or should we queue up an interview?
Maybe that's a good segue for the Kathy Kelly interview.
It'll take me a minute to get it set up.
Well, there's another level when you're talking about networks. It's also, I don't know what you think about this, but in terms of like inspiration, or that there is a big event and that kind of creates inspiration for smaller events. Like, for instance, there's an interview here with somebody, there's a couple of things, like in South Dakota, there was something. In South Dakota, there was something. There was something in Kentucky that happened, just like 50 people, 60 people, and how actually 60 people, 50 people is quite remarkable in some parts of the country. So
we heard about Austin as well.
And Austin we heard about earlier. And so I wonder whether those things people would have organized them if they, I mean, it's total speculation, if there wasn't in the back of their minds, oh, there's this big thing somewhere else, so let's do something in solidarity. We can't go there, but let's do something here. So it has this kind of networking effect, you know, to some extent. I mean, I don't know how... There's a bigger contradiction is really about, like you said, the electropolitics thing, but also the whole convergence model has reached a kind of contradictory point right now, given that there isn't the freedom to move with the paramilitary kind of structure that's going on now.
I still think it's important to be seen, and that there's one of the things it's a dispiriting act, and it may not even be completely logical, but the hope is that it can inspire others if you're seen. In other places, as you mentioned, Andrew, or at other times, you know, we have Frankly, we're probably going to have to be doing this work for the rest of our lives to keep this country honest. It's not even, you know. So
this country an honest man.
It's not.
It's just a whore. Oh. Jesus.
The country.
Goddamn USA. Well, okay. We're gonna listen to something from about 60 people protest.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay,
let's check it out. This is Randy, Radioactive San Diego.
Having lived in small towns, I grew up in a town of like about 80,000 people, and Brad came in from a town of about 100,000. And being able to organize something like this and have, you know, 100, 200 people show up was actually a pretty good deal. It's really tough to get people up
Definitely.
And out in the streets like that. So in a town of 20,000 or 25,000, 26,000, for 60 people to come out and do their thing
awesome.
And the work that they're doing,
yeah,
I'm very impressed. So, yay!
Definitely.
Kentucky?
All over the country, man. Good stuff.
We were exercising.
So we had a request
speech,
earlier.
They did not think we were dumb enough to try.
For Rage Against
Yeah. So yeah. They also say, you know, the film is going to be entitled "Nothing Is Safe." This government is the subtitle.
Somebody doesn't think that's happening. I invite them to read the Constitution and then go out and actually try to exercise the rights that it says they have.
Yep, yeah, but there's a caller on Radio San Diego.
We have a big sign that says Vermilion counter demonstration against Bush.
The caller's in South Dakota.
So what's the main message you guys are trying to get out?
Basically, I know people have there's a lot of different messages on the banners, of course. Everybody's demonstrating for different reasons. But, mostly it's just that Bush has to expect 4 more years of resistance. If Bush is going to be around for 4 more years, you know, it's not going to be in our name. We didn't vote for him. We don't accept it. We don't have to lie down and die as he kills us and our countrymen. We're not going to take it. So it's 4 more years of protest. That's our message.
All right.
Solidarity with the entire world, and we're in South Dakota protesting.
All right. So, South Dakota is a place that we normally don't...